Welcome to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker.
This is Evangelist Henry Walker. Thank you for tuning into our broadcast today. Today I want to continue talking about the name Yahweh, the name of a Heavenly Father. As I mentioned on yesterday's broadcast, when the ancient Jewish scholars translated the Hebrew Bible into the Greek translation known as the Septuagint, they replaced the name Yahweh with Lord capitalized 7,000 times. 7,000 times. The enemy has succeeded with many believers taking the name of Yahweh away from them. Go with me to Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. In Genesis chapter 1, we see the word God, which should have been translated Elohim. But in chapter 2, verse 7, and Yahweh Elohim formed man out of the dust of the ground. See, just the fact that he is called Elohim, that means he's got a plurality of attributes. He's so majestic. He's so powerful. But all that means nothing unless he uses the term Yahweh with it. When he uses Yahweh, he actively gets involved with his creation. And see, as I mentioned yesterday, Yahweh is not a noun. It's a continual action verb. When you use Yahweh, he continually works on our behalf. So the first time Yahweh is used in the Bible is in Genesis chapter 2. And it means he actively gets involved with his people. That's why it's so important for you to use Yahweh. The enemy, again, has succeeded in taking it away from a lot of believers. But we need to get back to his name. There's so much power in his name. Go to me to Genesis 22. Genesis 22. I want to talk about some of the attributes of his name. And one is, we're so used to using Jehovah. And Jehovah is a 16th century word. 1520 AD, somebody came up with that name. The word Hovah, H-O-V-A-H, in the Hebrew Strong's Concordance, number 1942 and 1943, means wicked. You don't want to call him Jehovah. You're calling him wicked. So many people use Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Rapha, but it's Yahweh, Yireh. There is no J in the Hebrew language. It never was. So in Genesis 22, we can see verse 5, Abraham said unto his young men, abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. Here's where the father asked him to sacrifice Isaac. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son. And he took the fire in his hand and a knife and went both of them together. And Isaac said, Where is the lamb? Verse 8, and Abraham said, my son Elohim will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together. And verse 14, and of course we know that the father intervened and said, don't sacrifice Isaac. But in verse 14, Abraham called the name of the place. It says in the King James, Jehovah Jireh. But it's Yahweh, Yireh, as it is said today, in the mountain of Yahweh it shall be seen. So Abraham saw a vision of Yeshua hanging up on the same mountain for us. And Yahweh saw his obedience. It means Yahweh sees. And Yahweh sees what you're going through. He sees the attacks. He sees what's waiting for you on the job. But he is Yahweh. Yahweh means I am that I am, from Exodus chapter 3. I am that I am. Whatever you need him to be, he is. Yahweh is not a noun, it's a verb, it's a continual action verb, a continual action verb. He continually works for you and on your behalf when you use his name. Of course, it's all predicated on us turning our flesh over to the Father, allowing him to mortify the deeds of our flesh and conform us into the image of Yeshua. But when you do use the name of Yahweh, he'll continually work on your behalf. See, he never stops. He doesn't play nine innings or four quarters or three periods. He just goes until he wins because he always wins. And he wants to win on your behalf. And that's what Yahweh, his name stands for. I am that I am. So Yahweh, Yahweh means he sees and he sees what you're going through. In Exodus chapter 15. In verse 26, I want to talk about Yahweh Rapha. He's the one who heals. And he said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of Yahweh your Elohim, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon you, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am Yahweh that heals you. He can heal you today, right now. Just receive it, because he's Yahweh Rapha, our healer. And he came to Elim, where there were 12 wells of water, and 70 palm trees, and he encamped there by the waters. Yahweh Rapha means he heals. And that healing anointing is flowing right now. In Exodus chapter 17, verse 16. This is after Yahweh wrought a great victory in battle for Moses. In verse 15, and Moses built an altar and called the name of it Yahweh Nissi. For he said, because Yahweh has sworn that Yahweh will have war with Amalek from generation to generation. He's our banner. He wins for us. He fights for us. You can ask Jehoshaphat. Remember, all Jehoshaphat had to do was send his praise and worship leaders out, and the enemy killed themselves. You can ask Gideon. Gideon was surrounded by 100,000 men. He only had 300. Yahweh put so much fear into the enemy, they killed each other. See, he'll win for you. He raises up the banner of victory over our lives when we let him. Go with me to Exodus chapter 31. Exodus 31, verse 12. And Yahweh spoke unto Moses, saying, speak thou unto the children of Israel, saying, verily my Sabbath ye shall keep, for it is a sign between me and you throughout your generations, that you may know that I am Yahweh that sanctifies you. Yahweh, Mekodeshanan. I'll have to spell it Mekodeshkem. He's the one who sanctifies us, sets us apart for his use. He takes care of us. He sets us apart for his use. So many attributes of his name connected to his name. Then in Judges chapter 6, verse 22. And when Gideon perceived that he was an angel of Yahweh, Gideon said, O Yahweh Elohim, for because I have seen an angel of Yahweh face to face, and Yahweh said unto him, peace be unto you. Fear not, for you shall not die. And Gideon built an altar there unto Yahweh and called it Yahweh Shalom. He's our peace. He bring peace to you right now. Shalom means there's nothing broken, nothing needs to be fixed. And he can do that for you. Just call upon his name. Pray about what I'm saying. It's so important that you bring his name into your worship, into your praise, into your life. Don't be fooled by the enemy. He'll tell you it sounds strange to use Yahweh. It does sound strange because we're not used to it. But if you want blessings and miracles and power in your life in a greater way, use Yahweh. Hallelujah. And then Yahweh Sabaoth, he is the Yahweh of hosts. Psalm 46, verse 7. He's the Yahweh of hosts. He is an angels, he is an army of angels who serve him on our behalf. Then Yahweh Reha, he's our shepherd. Psalm 23, verse 1. He's just so powerful. He's our shepherd. He takes care of us. More than any shepherd could take care of his flock or her flock. Then Yahweh Tsidkenu, T-S-I-D-K-E-N-U. From Jeremiah 23, verse 5 and 6. He's our saving justice. He's our saving justice. Turn me to Jeremiah 23. Verse 5 and 6. Behold, the days come, said Yahweh, I will raise up David a righteous branch, and a king shall reign and prosper, and shall execute judgment and justice in the earth. In his days Judah shall be saved, and Israel shall dwell safely. And this is his name, whereby he shall be called Yahweh our righteousness. Yahweh Tsidkenu. He's our righteous. He stands up for righteousness. He's the righteous judge. And we used some scriptures yesterday just showing that we have to call upon his name. In Isaiah 52, verse 6, my people shall know my name, he says. Do we know his name? It's Yahweh. Psalm 116, verse 4, that I call upon the name of Yahweh. O Yahweh, I beseech thee, deliver my soul. Psalm 116, verse 13, I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of Yahweh. Psalm 116, verse 17, I will offer thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call upon the name of Yahweh. It's just so important that you pray about what I'm saying. Go with me to John 17, verse 11 and 12. This is Yeshua praying to Yahweh, his father. And now you have to go back to the Greek. I like the King James, but you have to go back to the Greek too. John 17, verse 11. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world. I come to you, Holy Father. Keep them in your name, which you have given me. The emphasis is on the name, not on the apostles. And verse 12. I kept them in your name, which you gave me. You have to go back to the Greek and see what I'm saying. John 17, verse 11 and 12. Because Yahshua comes from Yahweh, Y-A-H-S-H-U-A, from Y-A-H-W-E-H. Even in Psalm 68, 4, it says his name shall be called Jah, J-A-H, but there is no J in the Hebrew language, as I mentioned. It should have been Yah. Around 38 times, David just called him Yah. It's so beautiful when you call upon his name, Yah, Yahweh. Even in verse 6 of John 17, I have manifested your name to the men, which you gave to me out of the world. You see, it's his name. Yahshua comes from Yahweh. It's so powerful if you can pray and ask the Father to give you a witness of it and search it out for yourself. It's so powerful. Before I pray for you, I just want to remind you that according to the Word, according to Heavenly Father, January 1st is not the beginning of the year in terms of our relationship to Him. A lot of people use it for tax purposes, but we need to get on His timetable, His calendar, in our relationship with Him. And so Nisan 1, and you can write this down, Exodus chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, Exodus chapter 13, verse 4, talks about the month Abib being the beginning of the year. Abib is another name for Nisan. And Nisan 1 this year falls on April 8th. At 6 p.m. on April 8th starts a new year. So you got to gear yourself up for the beginning of the year. He's still working with us. He wants to crown our year with fatness. He wants to bless us more. He wants to teach us more. And no student can tell a teacher that the course is over. It's the teacher who ends a course. Our Father hasn't ended this year yet. So many people make New Year resolutions the first week of January, don't get them, and they give up on a whole year. You can't do that. You got to be on His timing. It's the Romans that set up January 1st. And just like they set up the day to start at 12 or 1 a.m., and the day runs from 6 p.m. to 6 p.m. Genesis 1, evening and the morning were the first day. You had to be on His timetable. Well, let's go to Father in prayer right now. Put your hand on the radio. Father, I just thank You for the people that are listening out there. Father, reveal to them more about Your name. It's so powerful. Let them grab hold of it, Father. And I just thank You and I praise You and worship You in the spirit of holiness, Father. And You will actively work on their behalf. And I thank You for that, Father. Touch them. He'll bring a healing, deliverance, anointing right now in the mighty name of Yeshua. Amen. Well, I'll tell you some more about this ministry. Again, this is Evangelist Henry Walker. I have a website, henrywalker.org. Powerful messages on there. There's a message on divorce and remarriage. You need to read it. It's so powerful. So many other powerful messages. And I've written three books. One is called Seasons, which talks about the feast days of Yeshua, how He fulfilled every one of them with the exception of three, which He will. My book, Noon, talks about the months of the year, the things that the Father did in the months of the year on His calendar, in the Word. He wants to repeat them. And He used that book in conjunction with my biblical calendar page. On my biblical calendar page, I show when each month begins and ends up the year 2020, when each feast day begins and ends up the year 2020. And in that book, Noon, I talk about the hours of the day that the Father mentions in the Word, how He did certain things in those hours of the day and how He wants to repeat them. There's a certain hour of the day where His healing anointing flows more than any other hour. And also my book, Demystifying the Trinity, explains the Trinity. It'll comfort you so much. And you get these books at my course, which is $5 each. And if you have no money, we'll send them to you free. Just call me at 772-801-3677, 801-3677. And also, if you have any questions, call me at the same number, 772-801-3677. Before I close, as I mentioned on a previous broadcast, there's a doctrine going around called Kingdom Now. And it teaches that we believers will set up a kingdom here on the earth before Yeshua comes back, that we'll control the government is a dangerous doctrine. It also teaches about name it, claim it, and tries to set us up like little gods. See, if we turn our flesh over to the Father, allow Him to mortify the deeds of our flesh and conform us into the image of Yeshua, and He puts a desire on our heart, Psalm 37, then we can claim it, but only at that point. We got to humble ourselves before the Father, and He'll lift us up. Paul said, in Him we both move and breathe and have our being. Also, if you want to learn some more about the message that I ministered the last two days on the name of Yahweh, just go to henrywalker.org, click on messages, scroll down to Yahweh versus Jehovah, and read the message and learn for yourself. Go to your Heavenly Father yourself about His name. It's such a powerful name. He's the great I am that I am. He'll be what you need Him to be just by calling upon His name and turning everything over to Him. So remember till next time, this is Evangelist Henry Walker saying, greater is He that's in you than He is in the world.
Thank you for listening to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker. More information about New Life Revival Ministries and Apostle Henry Walker is available at henrywalker.org, or you can contact Apostle Walker at 772-801-3677, or you can write to him at New Life Revival International, P.O. Box 12309, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34979.
So I believe in miracles.
Get ready for an awesome one night of miracle crusade with Apostle Ronald Solly, January the 30th, 2016 at 7 p.m. It's free admission and free parking.
It is Jesus! It is Jesus!
Jesus, I can hear! Jesus, I can hear!
Do you want to experience the unlimited flow of God's power? Well, this is the place to be, and the place is in Port St. Lucie.